weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home. Cambridge
105. Saturday is the National Pet Initiative's Rat Day, apparently, and there's an event in Meldrith which is being staged, and I'm pleased to say, to tell me more about that, we've got one of the organisers, Jade Bell. Hello, Jade.
Hiya.
Now, first of all, we possibly should explain something for the listener, because you're a last-minute substitute. Not that we're not pleased to see you, but thank you very much for coming in. But we were going to have Mary Giles, who was going to come and see us, and Mary, well, her daughter is possibly better known to Cambridge 105 listeners. Sarah Louise was a performer for several years. A busker, came in here, I know, a few times and played for us. But Sarah Louise is with child at the moment, or very nearly with child anyway.
Yeah, she's in the hospital at the moment, so obviously Mary's with her.
Yes,
as opposed to here.
Everything going well as far as we know. We wish her all the best. But nice bit of news. Maybe we get some breaking news on it before the end of the programme. We'll find out. But let's talk about the rats then, in which case. And just as you settled down, I was asking you, do you have a rat? And the answer was not at the moment, which was the implication is that you've had some in the past and going to be having more in the future, potentially.
Yeah, pretty much. We don't have rats at the moment, but we had many, many rats over the last 6 or 7 years. We didn't have 12.
Why? How? I guess the first thing is how, you know, mice are supposed to be cute little white things running around, but a rat?
Rats are very cute as well. I think most people are put off by the tails, but they're very intelligent, they're very friendly, make really good pets.
What made you first want to get a rat?
I think I got my first rat when I was 18. I just wanted something a bit different.
So like a late teenage rebellion kind
almost,
of thing, yes.
Yeah, but I'd read good things about them. And then,
such as?
They're quite intelligent, quite friendly. You can train them to do tricks.
Can you? Oh, yeah. What sort of things would they do?
They can do spin, they can come to their name. There's all sorts of videos on YouTube of them doing all sorts of like agility courses and all sorts of really, really clever stuff.
That's the thing which I've sort of heard about. They've not got the nasty teeth. You can give a bit of a nip if you're not too careful.
They can. Most of them don't tend to unless they're sort of very, very skittish or they're in pain. Mm. They're not really that bitey at all.
Is it a matter of if you treat them well, they'll, like any pet, I suppose, treat them well, they'll treat you well back again?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, as long as you're nice to them, they're nice back usually.
So how many rats did you have at the peak?
I did have 12 at one stage. At the most.
Which then begs the question, well, you might have a very large house, I don't know, but where do you keep them?
We had a very large, what I suppose was sold to us as a ferret cage. We kept most of them in. They were in groups of about 5 or 6, and then we had a separate pair. But they all live in a big group. So
they get on together. They're sort of like pack animals, and then that's the right term.
They're a very sociable animal. They have a very sort of organised hierarchy. They like to live in pairs or bigger groups. So they work very well in large groups.
goodness me! And in terms of their size, putting them all together in a ferret cage. So how big?
The size of a cage.
Well, no, how big is the size of the rat? I'm more concerned about.
definitely, bigger than your hamsters and your mice. No bigger than a guinea pig, though.
Okay, so I guess not that, 15 centimetres, maybe
a
bit more.
Yeah, I think they get a lot of bad press, and you see all these articles saying, oh my God, we found this massive, massive rat, and they're really not that large. They're a good pocket pet, I would say.
Well, the old episode of Doctor Who's had some pretty large rats in over the years.
Wow.
I can tell you, just watch out if you ever go down London sewers.
The real ones aren't that large.
No, I suppose not. This Saturday, then, in Meldrith, there is the National Pet Initiative's Rat Day, which is presumably a celebration of all things rat.
It is indeed, yep. Primary goal is to raise awareness for how good pets they make, but also people who've got rats, how to properly care for them, sort of, things you can do with them. They're a very versatile pet. You can give them all sorts of things. They're very, lots of free things. You can give them things to play with. Very varied diet. They'll eat pretty much anything.
And that is useful, actually. Yeah, you don't really see some tins of rat food in the pet aisle at the supermarket.
No.
So the idea is to attract new people, presumably, to get into the idea of keeping a rat.
Yes, well, there's going to be lots of information and leaflets available, but there's also going to be a cuddle corner, so you can come along and meet some really friendly rats and have a cuddle and get to know them and meet lots of other rat owners and kind of get to know what owning rats involves and the kind of commitment it is.
And are there many rat owners? I'm thinking the catchment area around Meldrum, which obviously is going to take in Cambridge, I suspect perhaps Royston as well. But
yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've ever known anybody myself who's kept a rat. Remember gerbils. But
has its own community almost. Rat owners tend to almost kind of meet up with other rat owners, and it does. It's quite a friendly little community of fellow rat lovers that once you become a part of it, it's a really lovely community of, you know, people who also appreciate how wonderful they are.
Yeah.
And you kind of get sucked into it almost.
Okay. And there's not going to be some sort of rat show, is there?
Is as well. There is a
Waggiest tail. That's sort of
there's a pet show, but there's a society called the North England Rat Society. Who are running a sort of pet show, so they get judged on sort of how friendly they are and how healthy they are and things. But they do run shows throughout the year for colour and temperament and all the different breeds available.
Goodness. You better tell us whereabouts in Meldrum the event is taking place.
It's in the Village Hall, so it's about a 5-minute walk away from the train station, so it's good public transport connections.
No, that's not bad, actually, so anybody can quite easily nip in from Cambridge go and have a look.
It's very easy to get to, and there is a car park around the back for people who are driving as well.
Oh, that's also good news. I hope nobody has to escape. That would be fairly, fairly frightening. Do they escape?
Not really. I mean,
remember at school the gerbils tunnelled out one day.
Yeah, I mean, usually if you keep them in the correct kind of wire mesh caging, you don't get many escapees. But in the right environment.
Okay. Well, I'm possibly thankful again that you haven't brought any rats with you tonight. But
I'm sure they would win you over if we had.
I dare say that's possible. We will we'll find out potentially on Saturday.
Yes.
And I should quickly ask if there's a website if people do want to drop some stuff down.
There is indeed. It's the nationalpi.org. There's some information there. We do also have a Facebook page with more info about what we do.
Excellent. OK, so the Rat Day, National Pet Initiative, taking place in Meldrum on Saturday at the Village Hall. Jade Bell, thank you very much.
That's right.